at the conclusion of our service, we're going to run that again. If you want to come closer and take in those pictures, you can do that at the conclusion of the service. One note, too, about today, I wanted to communicate on behalf of the church and also on the family. If you feel comfortable taking off your mask, you can. We're in compliance with the state requirements. If you want to wear your mask, that's fine as well. Just being outdoors allows us to do that. A couple of readings for today. The first comes from Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 7. And these passages were chosen by Peggy. And the first one is our passage from Revelation. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out from heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. And he who was seated on the throne said, Behold, I am making all things new. Also, he said, Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son.